This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakel. History has been created in the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. While the Bharatiya Janata Party has secured overwhelming mandate in West Bengal and set to form government in the state for the first time, debutant Tamilaga Vithri Karagam or TVK has emerged as largest party in Tamil Nadu. In other assembly elections, Assam and Puducherry have re-elected its outgoing governments, while the Congress-led UDF has come to power in Kerala. In West Bengal, the BJP has won 206 seats to secure more than two-thirds majority in the assembly, ending the TMC's 15-year rule. Out of 293 assembly seats, results have been declared for 292 constituencies. In Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician Vijay's party, Tamilaga Vithri Karagam TVK, has created history, emerging as the single largest party after winning 108 seats in the first election contested after its formation. In Assam, the ruling BJP-led NDA has secured a historic third consecutive term, surpassing the 64-seat majority mark in the 126-member assembly. In Kerala, the Congress-led UDF has clinched a decisive win, while the Congress won 63 seats. Its ally IUML added 22, giving the alliance a dominant edge across the state. In Puducherry, the National Democratic Alliance NDA has regained power, securing a comfortable majority of 18 in the 30-member house. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called the BJP's victory historic and unprecedented and expressed gratitude to the people and party workers of West Bengal, Assam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Addressing party workers at BJP headquarters in Delhi last evening after poll results, the Prime Minister said that BJP-NDA governments are in power in more than 20 states. He said BJP's mantra is citizen is God and party is dedicated to serving the people. He added that people are therefore placing more and more trust in the party.
Jai parajay loktantra aur chunavi rajniti ka ek swabhavik hissa hota hai lekin panch pradeshon ki janta ne pure vishwa ko dikhaya hai ki ye hamara bharat mother of democracy kyon hai loktantra democracy hamare liye sirf ek tantra nahi hai ye hamari ragon mein daudta hua sanskar hai sirf bharat ka loktantra hi nahi jeeta hai bharat ka samvidhan bhi jeeta hai.
Industry bodies and trade associations in West Bengal have warmly congratulated the Bharatiya Janata Party on its sweeping victory in the assembly elections. Business leaders say they are hopeful the new government will usher in a fresh era of industrialization, infrastructure development and investor-friendly policies to revive the state's economy. In Bihar, 12 people lost their lives in separate incidents of storm, rain and lightning yesterday. 5 deaths were reported from East Champaran district, 4 from Aurangabad and 3 from Gaya district. Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has expressed deep grief over the incidents. He has directed that an ex gratia amount of 4 lakh rupees each be provided to the next of kin of the deceased. 2 Indian journalists have won the prestigious Pulitzer Prize for an art reporting project exposing cybercrime in India. Anand R.K. and Suparna Sharma, along with Natalie Obiko Pearson, were announced as the winners in the illustrated reporting and commentary category for the report they produced for Bloomberg. The Pulitzer Prize's highest journalism awards in the U.S. are administered by Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets in Mumbai last night, chasing the target of 229 set by Lucknow Super Giants. Mumbai overhauled the score 18.4 overs, losing 4 wickets. Today, Delhi Capitals and Chennai Super Kings will clash in Delhi at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.